First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour. Venceremos Brigade members visit Guantanamo province.
More Cuban health professionals to join medical mission in Jamaica.
Russia accuses Washington of interfering in Venezuela's dialogue.
Closing rallies in Argentina ahead of elections.
And now the news in detail. The 50th contingent of the U.S. Venceremos Brigade begins a visit to the eastern province of Guantanamo on Friday. After visiting provinces in central and eastern Cuba and honoring the martyrs of the 2nd Eastern Front in Santiago de Cuba, the brigadistas will participate in various activities organized by their hosts. Ana Teresa Napoles, with the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ECAP, told the Cuban news agency that among those activities, they will see the documentary All Guantanamo is Ours by Colombian filmmaker Hernando Calvo Ospina. The brigade members will also visit the municipality of Caimanera, a portion of which is illegally occupied since 1903 by the U.S. naval base of Guantanamo. The brigadistas will also meet with local leaders and residents, as well as members of the border brigade, which have the responsibility of patrolling the border limits.
Some 290 Cuban health professionals will join the Cuban Medical Brigade providing services in Jamaica at the request of the people of that Caribbean nation. This was confirmed by Dr. José Armando Afronte Villamarín, head of the mission in that country. In exclusive statements to Gramma, Afronte Villamarín recalled that collaboration in the field of health with Jamaica began in 1976 at the request of its government and with a brigade of 14 doctors. Then it increased, and today the nursing staff plays a preponderant role. Although some 259 collaborators currently provide their services there, the ministries of health of both countries recently carried out an examination of Cuban professionals and chose those who will join the mission.
Russia's foreign ministry says it regrets the cancellation of the round of negotiations that had been developed in Barbados between a delegation of the government of President Nicolas Maduro and the Venezuelan opposition. The office of the Russian foreign ministry, through a statement, said that regardless of who is responsible for this decision, the main cause of the frustration of the dialogue process is due to the reckless policy of the United States against Venezuela. The statement says, whatever the outcome of this decision, the main reason for the collapse of the negotiation process is obvious. It is Washington's reckless policy towards Venezuela and its legitimate authorities. The statement also noted that the methods of economic pressure that the United States has adopted violate international law. The text says, we strongly condemn the obvious American interference in the affairs of a sovereign state.
Closing rallies for Argentina's main political parties have been held ahead of primary elections that are slated for this Sunday. President Mauricio Macri's right-wing party held a rally in a small gym in Mar del Plata, while the progressive Fernández Fernández ticket, led by Alberto Fernández and former President Cristina Fernández as his running mate, held a large public rally in Rosario. Cristina Fernández was met with the loudest cheers as she took the mic and appealed for unity against Macri's neoliberal government. She said, we need to unite the efforts of us all to be able to leave behind this ugly period that we've lived through as citizens. I never imagined the things we are seeing and living today. I never thought I'd see the return of entire families living on the streets. Cristina addressed the economic crisis that the country has faced following 4 years of neoliberal reforms, which includes hyperinflation running at over 50%, as well as a multi-billion dollar debt to the IMF, acquired in exchange for the implementation of free market policies such as privatization and social spending cuts.
You've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC. And in the Havana area, you may be listening on your FM radio at 102.5 FM. Now let's go back over to our news. The Sandinista government of Nicaragua has sent their first ambassador to Palestine, handing over diplomatic credentials to Raed Maliki, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Expatriates. The new ambassador will be Masen Kalfash, a Nicaraguan official of Palestinian heritage, something that al-Maliki said proves the role and importance of the Palestinian community in that Central American country. The move by Nicaragua's leftist government is in contrast to neighboring Central American country Guatemala, whose right-wing government is one of the few states to follow Washington's lead in moving their embassy in Israel to the contested city of Jerusalem. Nicaragua's Sandinistas have had long ties to the Palestinian movement. During the Nicaraguan Revolution, the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, sent arms to the Sandinista rebels. Then, 1 year after the revolutionary victory, in 1980, Nicaragua formally recognized Palestine and established diplomatic relations. During that period, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat visited Nicaragua and said, "The way to Jerusalem leads through Managua."
Africa has the highest prevalence of slavery, with more than 7 victims for every 1,000 people. More than 40.3 million people worldwide are living in modern forms of slavery, such as bonded labor, child labor, human trafficking, and forced begging, according to a research carried out by the Walk Free Foundation, WFF, and the International Labor Organization, ILO. The WFF-ILO report defines contemporary slavery as having to do with situations of exploitation that a person cannot refuse or leave because of threats, violence, coercion, deception, and/or abuse of power. These extreme models of worker exploitation have resulted in a multi-million dollar business which traffics people across the world to favor the accumulation of capital in fields such as agriculture, domestic labor, and construction. Nowadays, Africa, a continent still plagued by endless interstate wars and civil wars, has the highest prevalence of modern-day slavery, with more than 7 victims for every 1,000 people.
Fox News TV personality Tucker Carlson is under fire for insisting that white supremacy is a hoax and, quote, not a real problem in America. Carlson made the remarks on his television program earlier this week. Tucker Carlson, who reportedly has a major influence on U.S. President Donald Trump, who watches a lot of television, said that the whole thing is a lie. If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns or problems that this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. Last month, media campaigners launched a campaign to pressure advertisers to boycott Tucker Carlson's show after he launched a racist attack on Minnesota Congressmember Ilhan Omar. Tucker Carlson has previously said that immigration makes America poorer, dirtier, and more divided, and in 2006 he called Iraqis semi-literate primitive monkeys.
Brazilian far-right president Jair Bolsonaro says that an army officer who was convicted of torture during the country's 1964 to 1985 military dictatorship was a national hero. Colonel Carlos Alberto Ustra, who died in 2015, headed the army's notorious Doi Codi intelligence unit that was responsible for repressing leftist and progressive political opponents. During his 2008 trial, witnesses said he personally oversaw torture sessions. Brazil's National Truth Commission recorded 45 deaths or disappearances during Ustra's 4 years running the unit, as well as 502 cases of torture. He is a national hero who prevented Brazil falling into what the left wants today, Bolsonaro told reporters before meeting with Ustra's widow. A former army captain who came of age under the dictatorship, Bolsonaro has defended the legacy of the military government and has included several retired generals in his cabinet since taking office in January.
An attorney says a man in the U.S. state of Montana charged with assaulting a 13-year-old boy who refused to remove his hat during the national anthem of the United States believed he was doing what President Donald Trump wanted him to do. Attorney Lance Jasper told reporters that he will seek a mental health evaluation for Kurt Brockway, a U.S. Army veteran who suffered a traumatic brain injury and was convinced that he was following his commander-in-chief's orders. Jasper's comments came as prosecutors formally charged Brockway with assault on a minor. Prosecutors say Brockway asked the boy to remove his hat during the national anthem ahead of a rodeo. They said the boy cursed at Brockway. The man grabbed him by the throat, lifted him into the air, and slammed the boy into the ground.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro inaugurated a new binational oil refinery in cooperation with China after meeting with Chinese representatives on Thursday in Miraflores, Caracas. The new refinery, run by Sinovesa, a joint company that combines Venezuela's state-controlled Petróleos de Venezuela, PDVSA, from 110,000 barrels daily to 165,000. We will get over the blockade. We will move forward with the support and the efforts of workers, said Oil Minister and PDVSA President Manuel Quevedo during a call broadcasted live from the new plant. This is the basis of Chinese-Venezuelan relationships, a win-win cooperation, mutual respect and constant dialogue, added Maduro. According to a report published on Thursday, another Chinese firm made a deal with PDVSA last month in order to boost production and counter the effects of the slew of illegal U.S. economic and resource sanctions against Venezuela.
Cuba will soon have 14 breast milk banks, according to Dr. Pablo Roque Peña, the national coordinator of the island's program for this kind of facilities. Dr. Roque said that statement in Santa Clara, where he attended the inauguration of the 11th bank of this type, which are designed to assure the availability of human milk for newborns in need of that vital food. According to Granma newspaper, the public health ministry official stressed the importance of that service, which, according to estimates, benefits some 3,000 newborns in the year 2018. The facilities are properly equipped for the collection, processing, and control of breast milk, a fundamental product for the healthy development of newborn babies. Milk banks only recruit healthy mothers with babies under 6 months of age who are not yet weaned. Regarding the newly inaugurated center in Villa Clara, located in central Cuba, Dr. Odalis Rodriguez Martinez from the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, said that it was one of the best and most comfortable of the nation. Breast milk contains nutrients and antibodies that are essential for babies' development, particularly for those born prematurely. When these babies cannot be breastfed by their mothers, pasteurized donor milk from human milk banks is the next best solution.
Cuba will participate in the 50th Pacific Islands Forum, scheduled to take place from August the 13th to the 16th in Tuvalu's capital, Funafuti. The Caribbean Islands delegation will be headed by Emilio Lozada Garcia, Director of Bilateral Affairs at the Foreign Ministry. In an article on the ministry's website, CubaMinRex, it stated that the meeting is the main dialogue platform for political exchange in the forum that gathers 14 small island states, as well as observers and partners, a condition that Cuba has since 2003. The annual meeting will have as its main focus the confrontation of climate change, oceans protection, maritime borders, fisheries and regional security, as well as the strengthening of cooperation for development. Last year, the forum adopted the Bow Declaration, which says climate change is the single greatest threat to the livelihoods, security, and well-being of people in the Pacific.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines. Venceremos Brigade members visit Guantanamo province.
More Cuban health professionals to join medical mission in Jamaica.
Russia accuses Washington of interfering in Venezuela's dialogue.
Closing rallies in Argentina ahead of elections.